The New York City Marathon, it's one of the premier running races in the world. More than 51,000 people crossed the finish line last year. And when this year's runners set off on Sunday morning, 11 Indigenous Australians will be amongst that throng. They form the 2017 squad of the Indigenous Marathon Project, and they have one goal in common: to use running to drive change and celebrate Indigenous achievement. Part of the squad this year is Cara Smith. She's a Queanbeyan runner. And Adrian Dodson-Shaw is the head coach of the Indigenous Marathon Project this year. Cara, Adrian, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Fran.
Cara, you're 30 years old, I think. You hadn't really run much before, if at all. You had a child last year. What made you want to go out and run a marathon? What made you want to be a part of the Indigenous Marathon Project?
That's a good question. definitely the birth of my son kind of, it changed my life really. And, I was running a little bit before. I started in 2015 and I fell pregnant in 2015, and, giving birth, I just wanted to, use this as a tool to set the foundation for a healthy lifestyle for me and my family. And, I want my son to be a runner and, or whatever he wants to be, but he has to be fit and healthy. So, yeah, I just wanted to be the role model I want him to be. So, yeah.
It's a hell of a statement going out and running a marathon, I must say. Adrian, you're the head coach of this squad now, but you started out as a runner with the Indigenous Marathon Project back in 2014. Then you became the first Indigenous Australian to run the North Pole Marathon the next year. What is it about marathon running for you? What got you going?
Firstly, I got inspired from one of my best mates, Charlie Marr. So he's one of the first four boys to head over to New York and do the marathon. And I'm not sure if you guys have heard of the Running to American documentary. It's basically tracks those four young fellas from with Rob training up and to the New York Marathon, and to go over there and to be trailblazers for where we are now. So for him to be, my best mate and to, lead the way and show that, this is another alternative and to leading a healthy and active lifestyle. So being inspired by him, and then having a little family of my own and kids and a partner and my own family, I just wanted to do something different and also, address a lot of issues within our communities and our culture. And, run marathons is the ultimate endurance, and it's like a metaphor for life. You have your ups and downs, but you get through it.
It sounds like this program has perhaps changed the direction of your life, has it?
Yeah, most definitely. I was on a power. I turned 30 and then I didn't know what to do, where my life was heading. And sometimes you can just be in your own little comfort zone. But, it came up, and, I just put my best foot forward to get out there and do it and take on this incredible journey. And, 3-4 years later, it's brought me here to Canberra, and I would never have thought in my whole life I'd leave my town of Broome, but here I am. And because I believe in the vision and of our foundation and this project and what it's done for young Indigenous Australians, including myself.
I want to come more to that. I mean, I'm in awe of the discipline that marathon runners have. So can I just say that, both of you? Cara, you're now waking up at 4:30 a.m. and it's not because of the baby, it's to go running before work. Apart from the fitness aspect that you talked about there, apart from wanting to show your son how to lead a fit and healthy life, has being part of the Indigenous Marathon Project changed anything else for you in terms of the direction you want your life to go in, or the vision you have for your life?
Oh, definitely. I've always been a hard worker, and I get that from my family, my mum and dad, and my sisters and brother. But it's definitely shown me, anything's possible if you put your mind to it, and just with a lot of hard work and determination. It's definitely been hard, but waking up at 4:30 a.m. with that goal in mind, it just has really, really taught me a lot about myself. I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was, mentally and physically. And, this journey has just been amazing. It's just been eye-opening for me and, others around me as well.
And Adrian, I should introduce you again. Adrian Dodson-Shaw is the head coach of the Indigenous Marathon Project, and Cara Smith is part of the squad. But the Indigenous Marathon Project is about more than running a marathon, isn't it? It's about more than just your fitness. There are other elements to being part of this squad, leadership, community development. Tell us a bit more about what the members of the squad need to do.
So obviously throughout the year, there's components of it. Obviously at the start of the year I do a big grand tour. You know, this year we had about 140, 150 applicants, and I had to cut that down to my squad. Throughout the year, they have to not only just run, and they have to undertake Cert 4 in sport and recreation, a level 1 recreational coaching with Athletics Australia, and also their first aid. And this year we brought in Aboriginal and mental health first aid course. So those are the main things, the criteria that they have to tick off first before, obviously, New York. So, as you said, you know, running's just a small component of it. But yep. Yes, they have to get out there and train. But throughout the year, like, it's really good because a lot of the guys come in, like myself, you know,
Come in from where? Where are a lot of the squad members living?
So this year we've got, you know, guys up in Queensland. We've got one of the ladies, she's up far as Thursday Island in the Torres Straits, all the way over from to Broome to Karratha to Perth, you know, down to Geelong, you know, and it's just a widespread of people everywhere, to Wollongong, to Port Macquarie, you know, so they're all coming in from, you know, their different areas and representing their family and their mob and their people. Mm. But, you know, like throughout this journey, I see the transformation. It's a transformation because, you know, to be able to, let alone get up and speak in front of people, you know, to come onto radios and talk and, you know, yep. express yourself confidently, you know, before, you know, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't take that step because you'd be too, like we'd say, you know, you'd be a bit shy or a bit shame yeah. to you know, put your hand up to do things. But now you get that confidence, and that's what we're going to build leaders, you know, because we need to be strong and we're leading by example. So it's not, running's empowering us, but what we do after the New York Marathon, we say, like, once they cross that finish line in New York, it's not the end, it's the start, because
okay.
it's yep.
Fantastic. And on that front, Cara, you're getting up at 4:30, you're running, you're talking on the radio, all of that. Just one thing, are you confident you're going to make the distance in New York?
Definitely. I've been doing the training and I've got a strong purpose, and whether how long that takes is another story. But, you know, it's been my goal in my mind on those cold Canberra mornings, crossing that finish line and doing it with my IMP family and for my coach and Rob and, you know, my family back home, definitely. So, yeah, I'll cross it, Fran.
Well, best of luck, and just know that the nation's cheering you on, Cara. Thanks very much for joining us, Cara and Adrian.
Thanks, Fran.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks for having us.
Cara Smith, she's one of the runners in this year's New York City Marathon, and Adrian Dodson-Shaw, the head coach of the Indigenous Marathon Project, a marathoner himself. In fact, he's heading off after the New York Marathon to Chile to run the Volcanoes Marathon. How about that?